Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, on today's show, I have got a great guest with me, a lender that is going to help us understand, you know, in general terms, especially for the newer person, newer investor, how financing a single family investment property works. You know, we'll get into some of the ins and outs around that topic around financing. And then more importantly, given the current economic circumstances, the developments that we're seeing across the nation with respect to the coronavirus, the fallout in the economy and so on, he's going to dispel a few myths that are circulating out there right now around lending. For example, you may have heard that lenders just aren't lending, and we'll talk about that and see what's really going on. And of course, if you've caught any of our earlier Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio shows or the Del Walmsley Radio Show, well, you know what we've been talking about. We've been talking about getting ready for some coming opportunity. And if you're in Texas, if you're listening in Texas, you've probably heard the news already. Greg Abbott is going to gradually reopen the state. You know, we're going to slowly get back to work. And whether we wind up in a full-blown recession or not is yet to be seen. But I think we can all agree that certain parts of the economy are just getting hammered. I mean, we've seen that unemployment filings across the nation have skyrocketed. I think we're up to something like 22 million in the last 4 weeks. So we're going to see who makes it out of this thing whole, but there will be some fallout. You can bet there are a lot of landlords, the poor operators out there, the guys that don't operate a good business like we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, and some homeowners too, right, that are just going to go under. And that will present some opportunity for real estate investors to pick up an apartment complex at a discount, or maybe a few more single family rentals. But you got to be ready, okay? And you want to be prepared, you want to be educated, and you want to have your team built and ready to go. And on that note, I want to bring on somebody that you're going to want to have on your team. I have with me today Will Fitz from First Imperial Mortgage. Will, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Glad to have you. And why don't you, just to kick it off, tell us a little bit more about yourself, Will, and about First Imperial Mortgage as well.
Okay. I appreciate that. Great. My name is Will Fitz with First Imperial Mortgage, and we are a residential lender based in Houston, but we lend everywhere in Texas. A lot of my loans are in Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. But pretty much anywhere in Texas, we can assist. And so we're a residential lender, a conventional lender, and we can handle anything from a single family up to four units. And I'm also I've been in the business about 20 years, and I've been a part of Lifestyle's Preferred Lender Program for about 5 years. And I started out like a lot of these investors, you know, just trying to wing it. You know, my first real estate investment was building a garage apartment in the back of my house, and I spent over $60,000 doing that, and I'm making $1,100 per month in rent. Which typically sounds pretty good. You know, that is a good investment. But as I've learned through Lifestyles, I could have easily had 3 to 4 single-family homes renting $1,600 a piece per month for that same $60,000 that I spent building a garage apartment. So you live and learn, and hopefully our listeners will be, you know, gaining the knowledge from this and other Lifestyles resources to avoid those mistakes.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. We have a lot of members that are not investors when they join, when they get started, but we have a lot that were investors already, whether in apartments or in single family, and they come to Lifestyles and they see the light. They start to operate. I mentioned a moment ago those poor operators, the ones that we're going to see disappear from the market. They see the light. They see how to operate better, how to buy better, to your point, and they just perform better. I hear it all the time. It's great. It's great stuff. So you're a conventional lender. You do the conventional financing, the longer term loans. Can you tell us where does that fit into the Lifestyles model?
Okay. Yes, sir. So in general, the model that I would say 80%+ of Lifestyles members take advantage of, and the reason is because it allows you to leverage your cash, is take advantage of these hard money lenders that will lend up to 75% of after repair value. So typically, you know, for a conventional loan, you have to, if you're going to buy a property, you have to put 20% down plus pay for closing costs and repairs out of pocket. So this allows you to lend on future value, which is after repairs. And at 75% of after repair value, in many cases, you're only spending $5,000 to $10,000 out of pocket to acquire a $200,000 property. And so how I come into play is you go through that resource, get that loan, put in, you know, get your repairs done, contact me about 2 weeks before repairs are done. We work on the refinance out of that loan. And on the refinance, the only cost out of pocket in many cases is the appraisal. And then for, like I said, sometimes as low as $10,000, a good average is, you know, $15,000 to $20,000 out of pocket. You now own a $20,000 property, getting, you know, $1,600 per month or more in rental income.
Yeah, it that's the typical, I guess, process, right? We acquire these assets, and often we can't even go the conventional route from the get-go because the house needs a lot of work. Fannie Mae won't qualify it, right? It's not, quote-unquote, insurable. Or maybe the seller is extremely distressed, like we just talked about, 22 million unemployment filings just in the last 4 weeks. And now, granted, foreclosures are off the table for now for any, again, find, you know, Fannie Mae-backed products or Freddie Mac-backed products, but it's going to come again. And when people are headed towards those foreclosure, you know, the courthouse steps to a foreclosure sale, they need to sell fast. So typically in those two situations, we buy with hard money, do whatever fixing up we need to do, and then go talk to Will. And he gets us out of that. It's higher interest loan for sure, but very short term. And he gets us into that long term, very inexpensive money, which really allows us to cash flow. And Will, we don't need to go too great into detail on hard money. That's a whole other topic. And if you go out to lifestylesunlimited.com, we've got any number of shows in the archives there. I click on the radio tab where we've talked about hard money, where we've talked about the broader process. But Will's an important guy to know because I'll tell you what, he's a lender who can get it done in a crisis. And we'll talk about that here a little bit later when we dispel some of those coronavirus myths. And when we come back from the break, I want to talk about, you know, to the topic of getting ready, getting prepared. Will, I want to hear, what do I need to do as a new person, as a new investor, to get ready to work with somebody like you? We'll talk about that when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we've got Will Fitz with First Imperial Mortgage here with us. We're talking about lending. He's a lender who can get it done in a crisis, and we'll talk about that here in a moment. If you missed the first segment, you can check that out at lifestylesunlimited.com on the radio tab. We'll have that archived before too long. If our conversation so far has triggered any questions that you might have for myself or for Will, give us a call. It's a live show. The number is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I do check those throughout the show. That's askandy@luinc.com. And Will, ahead of the break, we were talking about getting prepared to work with a lender like yourself. So if I'm a new investor or just wanting to get started investing or just buying my own house, what is it that I need to do to get ready to work with you?
Okay. Just the simple answer is just call me. I mean, the first step is to call, text, or email and I can explain the next steps. But my phone number is area code 713-703-2043. You can call or text, or you can email me at will@first, F-I-R-S-T, Imperial, I-M-P-E-R-I-A-L, mortgage, MORTGAGE.com. And I can direct you on what to do. But in general, even if you're working with a hard money lender, you want to go through me first. Because if you go to the hard money lender first and have them pull your credit and apply, then you come to me for the refinance, I'm still going to have to pull your credit and apply, et cetera. Where if you come to me first, I can go through the whole process and forward everything to either the preferred hard money lender I typically work with, or even one that you choose. So if you come to me first, you only have one application, one credit report versus two.
Yeah, that's a great tip. That's a great tip. Save yourself the time. I mean, there's a lot of paperwork, a lot of documents, pay stubs, that sort of thing you may have to get together. So, and above all, the credit pull, right? You don't want to get your credit hit multiple times. So great tip. So talk to your back-end lender, your refi lender first, before you deal with that hard money guy, and they'll probably work hand in glove in most situations that I've ever seen, like Will is describing here. What sort of information, or what are you looking at in order to judge if I'm qualified to even do a loan with you in the first place?
Okay, we're looking at three areas, and you have to be at least adequate in all three, which is looking at your income, specifically your debt to income ratio, looking at your assets. Do you have enough money in the bank for the actual purchase / refinance and or reserves left over. There are always reserves required. You need to have enough money for the actual project plus a little bit extra. And then we're also looking at your credit.
Okay, what sort of credit?
I would say most people within most lifestyles, almost all lifestyles investors tend to qualify. If you're spending the money to gain this knowledge to make money, usually you're pretty good with your money.
What kind of credit score do you need to see?
We only need a 660. So there's a lot of myths out there that you need to have, 740 plus credit scores and a ton of money in the bank and all these other things. But really, as low as a 660 score, you can qualify.
Okay.
It was 640. One of our changes since the coronavirus and the layoffs is that we did bump up our minimum score from 640 to 660. But that's pretty much the main difference we've experienced, where a lot of other lenders have stopped lending are way more critical, and some have added 6 months of reserve requirements to get per property, where we don't have that at this point.
And that's a vocabulary item I want to throw out there. Different banks, so Fannie Mae will have their overarching requirements, but banks may put their own overlays, it's called, on top of those requirements. For example, I saw that Chase is now requiring a 700 credit score, so quite a bit higher than what you're talking about. 640 to 660 doesn't seem like a drastic change to me, but I guess I'm somewhere else. But
it's not that bad.
What other overlays do I need to think about, especially as I if I reach out to a lender and they say, well, nah, you're not going to qualify, this doesn't work, do I just need to quit and head on home? Or what other overlays might I think about, or how do I phrase this? I guess the point I want to get across is, don't just give in when that first guy says, nah, it ain't going to work. Start calling around, because eventually you're going to talk to a guy like Will, and he's going to say, you know what? Well, that 700, that's an overlay that Chase has put into place, or whatever bank, right? We actually take 660. What other overlays do we commonly run into in the business?
And Andy, that is a really, really good question. So even before all this, that applies. I mean, every lender has their own overlays, and the big banks like Chase and Bank of America, they're going to be the most critical. So especially if you're going to them first and they deny you, don't give up there for sure. But especially now with all these amount of layoffs we've experienced because of coronavirus, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have not changed their guidelines at all in general, for the most part, that I can think of. But what's happening is the lenders that are providing loans to our clients listening, they have added their own overlays to protect their own assets. So that's what's going on. So every different lender, and they might be a Fannie Mae lender, but just because their guidelines say that so-and-so is required doesn't mean another Fannie Mae lender has the same requirement. So definitely if you're told no from one or even two or three, keep trying. And typically with us, we are one of the more lenient lenders out there, but we still have very, very aggressive interest rates.
Okay. And is it, you know, I know one of the overlays that's the first time I ran into that was back when I got started, I always heard that you could only do up to 4 loans in your name, right, in investment properties or mortgages in general, but that's simply not true, correct? How many loans can I do?
Okay, with us, you can do up to 10 finance properties, so 10 loans in your name. And what a lot of married couples do is if both spouses are creating income and possibly qualify individually, then it's better to just have the husband apply and qualify and the wife apply separately and qualify. And if they both are pre-approved, they can get 20 finance properties versus just 10 together.
Which is a great approach because the interest rate that you get on a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac backed loan, they're so low. I have a number of investment properties that are sub 4, from the past, but it's crazy to me. Once you get out of that 10 or that 20 buckets, then you have other conversations, right? You start to talk with portfolio lenders, shorter term loans, perhaps, other products in a nutshell that do cost you a little bit more. So you want to try to maximize those Fannie Mae and those Freddie Mac products. And definitely to your point, if you're married, do those loans separately if you can. And another question I do get a lot, actually, now I'm thinking about the Fannie Mae products, is, hey, look, Andy, shouldn't I have an LLC for asset protection? How does that work together with Fannie Mae?
Okay. And I want to answer that real quick, but while you were talking, I was just thinking of something too. I mean, a lot of people listening might think, I'm not going to get more than 10 properties. And so you might think that initially, but as you get going and you see how easy it is, next thing you know, you're like, you know what? Yes, I might go for 20. You know, so don't just limit yourself and say, we'll just apply together because we won't get more than 10.
I'm going to break in here. I hear the music kicking on there. They're pushing us out into a break, but you're right. It's like eating those Pringles. You can't stop with just one. And before you know it, you got 20. So, hey, get ready, get prepared, and we'll talk about the impacts of the virus after the break.
Get total freedom in your life. Safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're having a conversation with Will Fitz from First Imperial Mortgage. He's a vendor, part of the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor program based out of Houston, lends across Texas. And we've been talking just kind of broadly about financing, ways to finance, the concept of overlays, which is extremely important because you may talk to a lender and think that you're just out of the game because they tell you can't do it, but they may be operating with very strict requirements on their own lending process. So you're always going to want to shop around and talk, right? Talk to as many lenders as you can. Talk to other investors. Find out who are they using? And if you are a Lifestyles member, of course, go out to the Vendor Hub. Right, we've got all of our lenders listed there. You'll find Will and his contact information there as well. And if you're not a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you want to learn more, now normally we would conduct live workshops, right, in person, in an auditorium. Can't do that right now, so we are doing these live online. So I want you to go check out freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's all written together, freeworkshoplivestream.com. You can register there. It's free. it is live, and you can interact with the presenter as we go through that free workshop. That's we've got a couple more coming up here in April, so go to that website and you can check that out. And Will, just ahead of the break, I had one other question I wanted to ask you, just on the broad topic of financing that I get a lot, which is, hey, shouldn't I have an LLC for asset protection, and how does that play together with Fannie Mae?
Okay, good question. I get that question a lot as well. So, your many CPAs and accountants or attorneys will talk about, you know, the benefits of an LLC. But when it comes to Fannie Mae lending, we do not lend to LLCs directly. So what I do in many cases is, if someone did buy the property with an LLC and they want to do a refinance through me, we do have part of the approval process, just assist them with converting that title from the LLC into the personal names and getting them approved that way. And that definitely does work. And they can always, you know, get title converted to the LLC down the road if they like to as well.
Yeah, and at Lifestyles Unlimited, we talk about a number of things. For one thing, you can put a liability policy across all your properties. It's called umbrella insurance, up to $1 million, $2 million, whatever matches your net worth, ideally. Very easy, very inexpensive. And just manage your properties well. Take care of maintenance, right? Reduce that liability. It's as simple as that. Best product, best price. That's why we do it, right? Okay, well, thank you for updating us with that. And I want to shift gears now and talk about some of the impacts of the coronavirus, the 22 million layoffs that we've or unemployment filings we've been hearing about, the economy in general. And the big myth out there that I've heard, anyhow, is that lenders aren't lending. And clearly you still are, right?
Correct. And it is a myth, but it isn't. I mean, you just talked about different lenders with different overlays. There's many, many, many lenders are not lending. They're going, whoa, what is going on here? 22 million people have filed for unemployment in a four-week time frame when it's normally maybe a million. So they don't know what to do. This is very unheard of. Luckily, for us, we are looking in the bright side. We're seeing this as a blip. We're seeing that things will be improving. So our changes based on this are very minimal, but there's definitely a lot of entities out there that are not lending. I know jumbo loans are almost impossible to get right now, but the traditional products that the real estate investors, for residential real estate investors, need, which is what we provide, we are still good to go. Pretty much business as usual.
Yeah, great news. So if you are out there listening, very valid point.
So if you qualify, you are going to get a great rate.
Yeah, it's amazing what we're seeing out there. It's a great time, you know. It's a great time to lock in that fixed rate mortgage for 30 years at whatever 4%, whatever we're seeing now. Obviously, that's going to depend on you and your credit profile and all that good stuff. But that's where you need to talk with a guy like Will, and they are still lending. What about appraisals? Now, I heard somewhere somebody was saying they're not doing appraisals anymore. Is that true?
That's not true, and that's so funny how that always happens. It's like the concept just gets skewed by the time it gets to people's ears. So what they're probably referring to is that Fannie Mae has allowed us, because of the coronavirus, to accept exterior-only appraisals more often than they did before. So that's the one change, is that instead of requiring the appraiser to go into the house and take pictures and all that, they're in many cases allowing the appraiser just to do an exterior-only and not actually go into the house.
Of course,
that's
I guess
the only change.
In our case, right, what are we doing? We're buying that house with hard money that needs a lot of work, or we're putting that work into the house, making it beautiful again, making it shine, right? I want that appraiser to go in. I want him to see all the work that we did in there, the granite countertops, all the beautiful gray tone paint, right? That's the tone of the day right now, anyhow, gray, the beautiful new floors, everything that we've done. And it's a vacant house, so he can go on in. He can do what he needs to do. So I can still have him go in, right, if I want to show off my diamond, right?
And I highly recommend that. Yes. So typically we have not adjusted at all. Our appraisers are typically going in because that is helping the value. And typically, we do have a process. One reason we're getting a lot of business these days is we have a system in place where the appraised value on the back end refinance will be the same or higher that the hard money appraisal had for you. And of course, in many cases, we're seeing our values in the back end higher than the hard money appraisal. And that's important because that will help you spend less money out of pocket or possibly get more money back at closing on the refinance. So I definitely recommend having them go inside and taking the pictures and getting the maximum value you can.
Yeah, and I will second what you just said. Just over the past number of years, each house that we've bought, you know, we're doing pretty heavy lifting nowadays, the rehabs that my wife and I are taking on. So they're taking a bit of time. And from the closing on the hard money purchase to when we do the refi, the way the market has been building and trending upward, we are seeing sometimes a significant increase in the appraisal, in the value. Now, what kind of impact are we anticipating on home values in the foreseeable future? Do you have any insight there?
I do, and there's different people, you know, expert opinions on that. I'm hearing everything from no impact at all to maybe a 15% decline, but of course that's going to be many, many months down the road because appraisals are based on looking at the last 6 months, and of course people just in general are not really selling that much right now at all anyway. So in general, I would say, you know, plan for values to be fairly stable, maybe a little bit of a dip moving forward, which actually will, and especially, you know, once all this falls out, and you and I talked earlier, I think there's going to be a lot of great opportunities to really pick up some steals because all these people getting laid off are going to, in many cases, are going to need to unload a property quickly at below market value, and that's where we as investors come in and take advantage of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why one of the kind of topics of the day, as you listen to this show and the other radio shows that we host, is being prepared, being ready to strike. You know, if I think back, I started investing in 2012, so I missed the better part of the Great Recession in terms of opportunity, in terms of buying those investment properties at a discount. I sit in Dallas-Fort Worth. We didn't see a massive drop. You know, values declined, but not like other places in the nation. I don't know about Houston. But yeah, I want to be ready, and I want the listener to be ready as well for that opportunity. And, you know, whether we go into a prolonged depression, prolonged recession, or have that kind of V-shaped recovery, there will be some fallout. There will be some opportunity there. And if you're concerned about values, I do want to stress this. Good landlords, they held straight on through the Great Recession. Values might have dipped. They might have gone down quite a bit. Depends on where you were. But they came back up and came roaring back up. Mm-hmm. And renters kept renting right on through. Rents went up. There was increased demand. And keep that in mind. If you don't focus on the value, you need to get in there, get it at a discount. That's why we buy at a discount. It gives us a little bit of equity, gives us a little bit of buffer, right? We create that equity capture on the back end through the process, but that's going to protect you. And you're only going to see an improvement. You're going to see your wealth build. And we're going to continue with the show here in just a moment. And we're going to continue our conversation on some of the impacts of the coronavirus. We talked a little bit about interest rates. Now, I want to take a look at a little bit further out, get your thoughts on that, and talk about getting ready to buy. What can we do to get that cash together now so that we're ready to strike? Stay tuned.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're talking with Will Fitz from First Imperial Mortgage. Will does conventional lending, the back-end lending that we use to get out of hard money and into that long-term, low-interest note that helps us cash flow. Now, you've heard a lot of information so far. If you have any questions, anything that's come to mind during the course of the show, this is a live show. You can give us a call at 855-497-4335, but this is the last segment. This is your last opportunity. That number is 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. realestateinvestor.com. I do see those during the show. So, Will, we talked, you mentioned interest rates being phenomenally low right now, which is great news for us. And we'll tie that into the notion of cash out refinances here in a second. But I'm curious, what are your thoughts on longer term rates or inflation? I mean, our government's throwing a ton of money at us, right? Are we in store for inflation down the line here? What are your thoughts there?
My thoughts are it's ironic the government tries so hard to right the ship, but it's a big ship, typically going one way. And before all this happened, we were already heading towards a recession. So I still believe we're heading that way. And so I predict very aggressive rates for a while, and a great opportunity to take advantage of again, when you have a recession, you're going to have a lot of people unloading on properties, getting good deals out there. You're going to have lower interest rates. So get ready. That this should be a very, very good year for investing in Texas.
Yeah, and to that note of getting ready to buy, whether rates go up or down, you know, in the distant future is not so much relevant. We want to get into those deals now, ultimately, and the rates are low. And more importantly, I would say, is with the notion of getting ready to buy, you have to ask yourself, do you have the finances? Do you have the cash reserves in place now to strike when that deal gets presented to you? If you don't, where can you go to get that? And you need to look around. If you're already an investor and you have some rental properties, look at your equity. Maybe you can do a cash out refi. What about our personal residences, Will? Is that advisable to tap into the equity there?
Most definitely. That should be your first resource. If you have, so for primary residence, we can go up to 80% of your value, 80% loan of the value for cash out. So if you have the equity there, that's your first thing. You pull from that first, because rates for your primary residence is around 3% on a 30-year fix right now and below 3% on a 15-year. So it's almost free money. So pull from that first. And if you still need more money, rates are low for investment properties as well. So we can go up to 75% of value for an investment properties. And if you have the equity there, take advantage of that too, because as you know, Andy, it's typically 20% or more cash on cash return. So if you're not making 20% or more on wherever your cash is now, and you're definitely not doing that with your equity, then, you know, pull it out and start investing in real estate.
Yeah, people play it safe. They think of their house, their personal residence, as their biggest investment. I mean, it's a cash goblin monster, ultimately. I mentioned in the past having to do foundation work here on my own house not too long ago. You know, it's always something, right? So flip that thing around, get that money out of there, and get it to work and get ready now, because hey, we don't know when this thing's going to turn. We don't know when those opportunities are going to start coming down the pike. It's going to take you a little bit of time to do the cash out. What's the typical timeline on a refinance these days?
For us, it's about 3 weeks. So you should plan for about a month between calling me and actually getting that money in your pocket. So that's about the time frame. But it's, you know, pretty much 3 weeks start to finish for that process.
Okay.
And it's one thing I want to kind of piggyback on from earlier is, you know, a lot of people are trying to minimize their debt, and people that are really focused on minimizing debt are typically not your wealthy people in this world. The wealthy people in this world know how to leverage their cash, and they're not afraid of debt. What they're doing is they're leveraging their cash to make more with less.
Yeah, and you go a lot farther. I've done shows before where we've compared the cash buyer, the all cash buyer, to the leveraged buyer that follows the Lifestyles model. The returns are higher. They can buy more property. You just go a lot farther, simply put. Now, you mentioned that you're in Houston. You're doing loans across Texas. You told me when we were talking off air. I got one going on in Corpus, and if somebody's, let me just say, Lifestyles is nationwide now. We're global, in fact. So if somebody's outside of Texas, they can still finance through you. Is that right?
Yes. If they're outside of Texas, I have a lot of investors, California, a lot of investors in California, New York, you know, that have gained some good money, but the markets out there aren't that great. They're very speculative. So, if you're outside of Texas, but you're buying a property in Texas, I can definitely assist you.
And for the Lifestyles member that is outside of Texas, so this show that we're doing today is primarily in Texas, but we'll put this out on the radio archive. So we get a lot of listeners to the podcast, and some folks stream it from outside of the state. Go to the Vendor Hub, okay? If you're a member, go to the Vendor Hub, and you can find Will there. You can find any number of lenders. You can find your whole crew there. That's the beauty of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. You can live where you want and invest where you want. We have a lot of investors from out of state buying in Houston, buying in Dallas, buying in San Antonio, buying around Texas, because it's such a great market. It's such a landlord-friendly market. And boy, Will, I have to tell you, I get a lot of deals across my desk from the realty team at Lifestyles, and Houston is looking real good right now. The deals that I'm seeing.
It's awesome. And I used to live in California, and I used to do loans out in California, and it's very speculative. You need the appreciation because you're losing money every month. Where here, it's lower risk than 401k, well, especially right now, because you're cash flowing, you know, several hundred per month on a property that is appreciating as well. So there's risk, very low risk. I mean, you have someone else not only paying your monthly debt, but you're actually making money cash flow as well. So it's the fact that we have high rent rates compared to low sales prices, it's just a perfect place to invest.
Absolutely. And so you do work with the out-of-state investors buying in Texas, obviously. That's the yeah. bigger point. And you see a lot of investors in your line of work, not just Lifestyles Unlimited investors. How does the Lifestyles investor stack up against the others out there?
They're awesome because they have all the tools and resources. And typically when you're investing in your future, like many of the Lifestyles investors are engineers, have master's degrees, et cetera, because they've understand the concept of investing in schooling to maximize your return. And so they're the best. definitely, as always, I tell anyone that talks to me that's not a Lifestyles investor, you know, they know about Lifestyles, I tell them it's worth every penny because the resources you get through your membership, you just can't get anywhere else. And everyone's helping each other. And everyone's already done it. They're not saying anything that they haven't done themselves.
Yeah, a bit of a loaded question on my part, I confess, but I do want to drive the point home that we're putting forth the best product out on the market at the best price. We have the best tenants, I should say, and the educational opportunities are huge. I already mentioned the free live stream. The free workshop livestream.com. If you're interested in becoming a member, we do have the Financial Freedom Program, which is our introductory membership. It normally costs $740 for the year, but it's been heavily discounted. Now, again, we're not doing our 2-day seminar or anything like that in person right now, but you can go to the following website, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com, and you can register. You can take advantage now, because now is the time to do it, of the education. Go to our 2-day. It's 16 hours, 8 hours on investing in single family properties, 8 hours of investing in apartments, whether as a lead, independent rental owner, or meaning buying your own complex, right? Or as a passive. So you want to get that ball rolling now. You want to start talking to vendors, contractors, lenders, right? Like Will, in order to have all of your ducks in a row so that when those opportunities present themselves, you're ready to strike. So again, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. That annual membership has been discounted to under $200. It gives you the promo code on the website itself. It's Save Big, but go check that out. And if you have any questions, again, for me, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. Will, tell me again, how do they get a hold of you?
Okay, the best way to get a hold of me, just give me a call or a text. And my phone number is area code 713-703-2043. If you prefer, I do work 7 days a week. So even today, call me today if you want. Otherwise, email me will@firstimperialmortgage.com. And first is spelled out, firstimperial mortgage, MORTGAGE.com.
Boy, we like our long URLs, don't you? You and I. First Imperial Mortgage and freeworkshoplivestream.com. But good things to know. So again, check out Will's site. Go check out freeworkshoplivestream.com. Or if you want to go ahead and join, again, great opportunity now to start learning. Go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. David Fisher's been doing our 2-day live. By live stream, it's an interactive session, so you do want to get that education going. And Will, hey, I thank you for joining us today. It's been a ton of information, just broadly to the topic of financing, which is good to know, but also to hear that, yeah, you know what? a lot of lenders are shutting up shop, but we've got a lender right here that can, you know, that can get it done in a crisis. So if you get shot down talking to that first guy, keep calling around, keep talking, keep going back to the vendor list, get on board with Lifestyle so you can access that vendor list. It's huge. So, Will, you have a good rest of your day. It's been a pleasure. I thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.